The Silver Locomotive Mystery by Edward Marston, read by Sam Dastor. While the sergeant unlocked the handcuffs, Colbeck's mind was spinning like a wheel. Having arrested a large number of people in the course of his career, he was accustomed to the routine denial of guilt. That was not happening here. Stephen Voke was bemused rather than defiant. He showed none of the righteous indignation that criminals often dredged up when confronted with their misdeeds. Nor did he look like a killer. He was lean, trim, and of middle height. Around the nose and mouth, there was a clear resemblance to his father. He had an open face and met Colbeck's gaze without dissimulation. When the handcuffs were removed, he did not immediately make a dash for the door. He simply rubbed his wrists before putting a protective arm around his wife. "We must offer you our apologies, sir," said Colbeck.
"I'm not apologizing," insisted Leeming. "If it was left to me, he'd be clapped in irons."
"Mr. Voke is completely innocent, Sergeant."
"But he can't be, sir."
"We've been pursuing the wrong man." Leeming was bewildered.
"Well, if he didn't murder Mr. Kellow," he wanted to know, "then who did?"
"Nobody."
"That's impossible, sir."
"I'm afraid that it isn't."
"Somebody must have killed him."
"Think of those ransom letters," said Colbeck. "Two were written by a woman, but the two written, as I suspect, by a man were in block capitals. Do you know why that was done?"
"I don't have a clue, Inspector."
"It was because he didn't want us to recognize his handwriting. He knew that we'd already seen examples of that in those letters to his sister Effie. We'd have realized how cunningly we'd been tricked."
"I'm still none the wiser," said Leeming.
"Nor are we," added Voke. "What exactly has happened?" "We were deceived," said Colbeck, still working it out in his head. "Hugh Kellow was not murdered in that hotel, and the silver coffee pot was not taken from him. Nor were his keys to his employer's shop, for that matter. He knew exactly what to steal from Mr. Voke's safe, and made sure that he took his own tools as well as the valuables and the money." He gestured an apology to Voke.
"You were wrongly accused, sir, and I deeply regret that. We owe your dear wife our sincerest apologies as well. The evidence that brought us here was misleading. The man we really need to arrest is Hugh Kellow."
Colbeck gritted his teeth. "He's still alive."